Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, November the 14th, 2017. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo. And tonight, we are looking at the standoff between the military and ZANU-PF leadership over the succession of President Robert Gabriel Mugabe. And the ZANU-PF Youth League is also calling out the military tonight. Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live on 001-202-619-2077. We are streaming live on our Facebook platforms. Platform number one, at VOA Live Talk. Platform number two, at VOA Ndebele. And platform number three is at VOA Shona. We are also streaming live on our three websites. That's www.voashona.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. Once again, good evening and welcome. Zimbabwe remains on edge tonight, with many people expressing their concern over the involvement of the military in ZANU-PF succession battles. Adding on to the apprehension were reports and sightings of military tanks in and around the capital, Harare, after Zimbabwe Defense Forces Commander Constantine Chiwenga yesterday said the army will take what he called drastic action to stop the expulsion of people linked to former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa from ZANU-PF, though without mentioning Mr. Mnangagwa by name. And today the ZANU-PF Youth League blasted Chiwenga and the military, saying he had no business dabbling in politics. ZANU-PF Youth League boss Kudzai Chipanga said the Youth League was a lion that had just awakened and would die to protect Mr. Mugabe. Let's take a listen.
Yes, ZANU-PF Youth League are a lion, which has awakened and found its voice. Therefore, we will not sit idly and fold our hands while these cheap court shots and threats are made against the legitimate and popularly elected leader of the Revolutionary Party, ZANU-PF, and Zimbabwe. His Excellency, the Head of State and Government, the Commander-in-Chief of Zimbabwe Defense Forces, Comrade R.G. Mugabe. The selective reading of the Constitution of Zimbabwe by Comrade Chiwenga, while it is ignoring this important part, cannot go unchallenged, as we well as the section 208(2), which makes the interference of armed forces in the civilian matters illegal. Section 218 of the same constitution again forbids the army and security forces and confines them to the barracks where they belong during peace times.
There was ZANU-PF Youth Secretary Kudzai Chipanga addressing a press conference today in Harare, where he called out the military for overstepping its mandate by dabbling in civilian affairs. Hilo utaba esingalo lamhlanje sihlobo esithandekayo utaba lwengxabangxoza esiyibonayo isenzakala kubandla leZANU-PF esingenelwe libutho leZimbabwe. Sibonile izolo ukomanda webutho, uGeneral Constantine Chiwenga ebiza umhlangano lentathela izindaba elabanye okomanda bebutho ebengatsha zebutho esitshiyeneyo besola kakhulu ukulwisana ukwenzakala kubandla lezanu PF betshela umongameli Mgabe ukubana kumele emise ukuxotshwa kwamalunga ezanu PF alobudlelwano ahamba empini ayalwela uzibuse kumbe alobudlelwano labantu abahamba empini abalwela uzibuse lanxa engamqambanga ngegama abaningi bathi kusobala ukubana lapha uChiwenga ube ukhuluma phezu kokuxotsha kukamnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa yena obikwa suke elizweni ngemva kokuxotshwa kubandla lezanu PF ngakho ibandla lezanu PF ugatsha lwabasakhulayo lube lowalo umhlangano lintathela izindaba lamhlanje lapho uChipanga njengoba limzwile echotoze kakhulu ibuto wathi kalilani lezombusazwe akumelanga lingenele kundaba zombusazwe yebo uqinisile uChipanga kodwa ke esikhathini esiningi bekusithi nxa kuyi-oppositions ngathi i-MDC ilwisana lezanu PF ibutho belingenela kwezombusazwe kodwa liseceleni likucele lezanu PF kodwa kathesi ke sokuzingatsha ezitshiyeneyo sokungamacele atshiyeneyo akuzanu PF selingenela njalo ibutho kodwa yikho ke sebelisola lapha uChipanga abaningi bathi kusobala ukubana uChiwenga engaba ekucele likamnangagwa lona icele le-G40 umbuzo omkhulu kini bontanga liyakubona okwenzakalayo lina limi ngaphi kulokhu elakusasa lenu limi ngaphi utshile uChiwenga izolo wathi ukulwisana okukhona kuzanu PF konke lokhu sokubangele ubuyanga obumangalisayo elizweni akula mali emabhanga akula misebenzi kulokuthi amalunga kahulumende akuzanu PF alungisise zonke lezi ndubo uthi uChiwenga ababhekane lakho abasihlupha ngakho yikulwisana belwela isikhundla kubandla lezanu PF ndiyo nyaya iri mugango veduwe makawona nezuro takawona tese mkuru wemauto vageneral Constantine Chiwenga vachishoropodza kurwisana kuri kuitika mubato rezanu PF vachiti kudzingwa kwevanhu zvikuru sei avo vakarwa hondo yerusununguko kunofanirwa kumira vachiudzawo vamugabe kuti vamise kurwisana uku vachishorawo avo vavanoti havana kuinda kuhondo uyezve vari kuti ndivo vari kuputsa musangano wezanu PF apa vakawanda vari kuti vaChiwenga vakanga vachitaura nevanhu vakafanana nazvinafundo Jonathan Moyo naamai Grace Mugabe avo vanozikanwa sevanhu vari kuchikwata cheG40 chiri kurwisana neicho chinonzi chiri kutungamirwa navamunangagwa cheTim LaCoste mucharangarira kuti vamunangagwa vakadzingwa mubato rezanu PF svondo rapfuura vachipomerwa mhosva yekuda kupitigura hurumende yavamugave ndiyo nyaya iri mugango yatiri kurukura nezvayo nhasi mubvunzo mukuru uri wekuti sevechidiki muri kuionawo sei nyaya iyi remangwana renyu muri kuriona rakamirawo sei and on the line tonight from Harare my first guest is Zinasu president that's Alistair Funye good evening Mr. Funye and welcome.
Thank you brother, how are you?
I'm doing good and how are you? Yeah, we are hearing all these, you know, reports of army military tanks being seen moving towards Harare today, and we reached out to the military, but the spokesperson said we should submit written questions, which I believe we have done. And we will not be getting any answers from him until tomorrow. But what's the situation like on the ground where you are? And what are people saying?
Okay, here we child from coming to power. So generally, and their message is circulating that people
Funye runare ruenyu ruri ku jamba jamba. Can you try and move a bit from where you are? Maybe we might have better connectivity.
Okay.
And while you do that, I will welcome our second guest tonight. That's MDCT Secretary General Youth Secretary General Love Mochino Puza. Ndeipi mkoma chinopuza? Hello, Love Mo? We have lost Love Mo chinopuza there. And ngizabuyela kufunye. Loku kone tingweni, Alistair?
Mkona.
Aha. Vengisiti mina, njengabasa kulayo, lithini ngokwenzakalayo kubandla lezanu PF lokhu lingamalunga ezinaso lingabafundi lingabasakhulayo lilekusasa elilikhangeleleyo ikusasa elingcono kakhulu elilikhangeleleyo kusasa kodwa ngokwenzakalayo konke kubandla lezanu PF lokhu lilibona liminjani la kusasa le
singathi ngokufitshane iscandalous hopeless ngakhangele i-future, but uNkulunkulu ungenele at the rightful time, yes. This is what we call the earliest Christmas present for opposition going to 2018 election. Simandrele ukuthi khona ama-divisions awu things ZANU-PF udlwangudlwangu okuwukuthi ZANU-PF give us hope the next coming election if opposition is able to rise up. We can see a change in the dynamics of government is concerned. It basically means about fundi. Remember the same government is ruled from 1980 when the first regime. Babenikwa ama banks, babenikwa ama loans, umntwana wayesingayigraduate esikolo wayegarantied ukuthi uyazuza umsebenzi. Kodwa thina the same government eyayifayita isithi funa i-independence yabantu abamnyama, the same government esibanike udlwangudlwangu ukuthi ungasigraduate emakolleji, the first thing hamba sithengisa amamengo, and ingasithengisa amamengo etown kathesi. Same city council here with those quota symbols with okay if employment about provide the lion at this moment in time. So they are celebrated according to the Zarala.
Please do stay on the line. The Alistair, Abondim, comma Alistair Funye, Avanovam Tungamiri, we sang an oriva zizi. Rezinasu vari ku gununguna zvikuru vari kunyunyuta ine batamu refu batamu pfupi iri kuitika pakati pebato rezanu PF iyo yapindirwawo nemauto eZimbabwe vari kuti sevadzidzi vari kuona remangwana ravo risina kujeka nekuti hurumende yava mugave hapana zvairi kuita kusimudzira upenyu hwavo asi chiri kuitika ndechekuti makurukota ezanu PF akupedza nguva achirwisana and we now have mukoma Love Mo chinoputsa MDCT Youth Secretary General Magadi mukoma Love Mo
Jovara mukoma mutumavili muri sei uyu.
Aiwa tiri bostereki kuri sei ku Harare uko ndokuri kuitika ka batamurefu batamupfupi acho.
Ku Harare.
Halo, mukoma Love Mo. We have a bad line there from Love Mochinopuza, MDCT Secretary General. But nevertheless, I still have Alistair Funye Zinazo, President Mgoma Funye Rambai Muriparu Nare Ipapo. And tonight, political figures in the region and in Zimbabwe are talking about the developments in Harare in the past 24 hours. We have on Twitter, Raila Odinga, you all remember him, the former Kenyan Prime Minister, and the losing candidate in the last election, which was nullified. And Mr. Odinga, as you would know, or as you would remember, he went on to boycott that election. He's tweeting tonight, Raila Odinga expressing concern about events in Zimbabwe. He's saying, Zimbabwe was once the breadbasket of Africa. I hope Zimbabwe gets its glory back. We as Kenyans stand with Zimbabweans wherever they are. Hashtag resist. We also have Tendai Biti taking to Twitter tonight saying that the overwhelming presence of the army on our streets is totally unwelcome and reflective of the unraveling of the securocrat state. We all know none of them have the guts to carry out a coup. So, army presence should not be the regime's excuse for declaring a state of emergency. Abo ndiva Tendai Biti, mtungamiri webatore PDP, vachi kununguna wo ne presence ya masoja. Varikuti kwa zara masoja muguta icho isha vanoti chinu chisina kunaka zvikuru manzavo kubva kuna Raila Odinga vanova former Prime Minister wegu Kenya. Variku gununguna asi varikuti murie Zimbabwe tirite se we are standing by you. And one thing that we cannot dispute into eyoto esingeke sayivalekela nyaya one ya tisingagoni kupokana nayo ndekuti mtungamiri wemauto vachiwenga avazi kufambirana nezviri kuitika kuchikwata che G40 icho chine nhengo dzinosanganisira Professor Jonathan Moyo nemudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika amai Grace Mugabe oiko kusovara kono kuti uchiwenga kahambirani lokwenziwa G40 vesichone sikhangelelo kuti umhlawumbe umgabe ubeza pendula sizwe kuti uthini ngombiko oyithulwe ngochiwenga izolo kodwa kuze kubela namhlanje asikezwa lutho amaphepha ndaba kahulumende lawo kaluphathi lolu daba kalulokoti ngisho lomsakazo we-ZBC kodwa ubaba uProfessor Moyo namhlanje utwitile lapha wethule umbiko enkundleni ye-Twitter uthi yena the party, the government, the state, the constitution. The party is a voluntary association. The government is a democratic product of the will of the people. The state is a construct of history, culture, and law. The constitution is the fundamental and supreme law above one and all civics 101. Lanxa engakubekanga sobala lapho ukuthi ukhuluma ngani ubaba umoyo okusobala ngawo lobuchopo bokubona la wezepolitiki. Lapha ukhuluma ngendaba kachiwenga uyakhuluma ukubana uchiwenga bengabwenza abakwenzileyo ngoba kulomthetho sisekelo esithi ngesikhiwa iconstitution ethi yona ngizali balela nje kusikhatshana esizayo iconstitution eZimbabwe kayikuvumi ukubana ibutho lingenele kwezombusazwe bumbiro remtemo eZimbabwe arivumi kuti mauto ange achipindira munyaya Zezema Tongero Enyika. We have a lawyer coming up that will be talking to about that. Limbozo ka kuna mkoma lavmo, I believe we have him now on the line. Mkoma lavmo, moripo pa Runare?
Ya, ndiripo.
Runare rwenyu rukunesa nasi. Ndanga nchiti murikuru ona ose ibuwabu wa rukuitika muzano. Muzanu PF ne mauto iri seve chidiki ve MDC.
Isusu shumati zirguitika izi. It's an unfortunate development. Ayo yekuti masoja arutakura machikindi ira mnezuri machungiru enyika iro basa ravo rile kuchengeteza nika kuchengeteza vanu vese ku interest ya masoja kupingira mnezuri kuchika muzanu aine ine wanu nevana re Zimbabwe asine chokuita nekuda kuchengetedza power revanhu vashoma shoma vari muzanu PF. Asi isusu tinoti aiwaka nguva yekuti zanu PF ichibva pachigaro sehurumende yakatodarika ende tikutarisira kuti gore rinouya muna 2018 hurumende yezanu ichatenge ichibviswa nevana vezimbabwe. So zvekuti vamugabe vabviswe nemasoja iko zvino hazvisiri zvinhu zvinotibatsira senyika. Zvino zvinotidzosera kumashure chaizvo kuti masoja anowanikwa achipinda mumastreet kana kuti achiwanikwa achikanganisa kufamba kwenyika. Zvinoti izvozvo wedza ndimugabe, wedza ndichiwenga, wedza ndimunangagwa panguva yavo yekutitungamira yakadarika nekuti havasina zvinyuwani kana zvitsva zvavanga vachipasira vana vezimbabwe. So tinongoti hakutamba kunetsana kwevanhu vari vasvika pekupedzisira pavo vasisinaro chokupa vana vezimbabwe. Tikatarisa isusu zviri kuitika munyika vaiwirirana vamugabe navachiwenga navamunangagwa upenyu hwanga hwakangotiomera isusu sevana vezimbabwe. Mabasa anga asiri kungowanikwa kwatiri sevechidiki vemuzimbabwe. Upfumi hwedu nyika yakaisina upfumi hwakamira zvakanaka. Corruption yanga iri kuenderera mberi kuresana pavaita nhasi hapana chachinja kuti vamunangagwa nhasi vadzingwa muhurumende yavamugabe hazvizvo zvakavaita kuti vaite esai. Vamunangagwa vane mhosva dzavo dzavakaparira vana vezimbabwe tinofanira kuzongotariswa nenguva yakakodzera. So tinoti kutamba idambe hapana pakati pavo vese munhu anokodzera kunge achiramba achitungamira nyika ino. So tinoti masoja ngaagare kumabharaki vakadzingwa ngavagare kudzimba dzavo vari pava tiri kuvaringa muna 2018 kuti tizovabvisa tise hurumende yevanhu hurumende inodiwa nevana vezimbabwe.
Please do stay on the line there. I love more chinoputsa vachinoputsa ndivo sachigaro kana kuti munyori mukuru secretary general wevechidiki mubato reMDCT. Lawe Alistair Funye qhubeka ubambile khonapo. Alistair ngumkhokeli esingathi ngupresident wenhlanganiso yezinasu. Ke sithathe abalaleli lapha timbotora vatereri tina mukoma hezvoko kuNamibia. Makadiva hezvoko?
Yes, zvakamira seko tisu zvedu tapudai kupinda muchirongwa chevanhu chirongwa chestudio 7.
Na chirongwa ndechenyu, ndimi mabig wig acho matopinda.
Tatopinda muchirongwa. Nyaya ndichikuda kuti ndingoreiza zvayo ndeyekuti zvona zviri kutaurwa navalavemo ndinopindirana nazvo uye ndinonzwisa ndinowirirana nazvo nokuti tikange takatarisana nezviri kuitika kumusha kwedu uko ndakatarisana kwamuri ikoko kuAmerica. Mr. President Donald Trump ndeve chi7 kubva 1980 nyika yatora yasununguka. Tinoverenga kuti vamwe mapuresidendi akapinda vamwe vaita ma2 terms vamwe vachiita ma1 term but fungai kuti kubva kuna vakata tichienda kuna varigan tichienda kuna vabush senior tichibvapo tichienda kuna vaclinton navabush junior navaobama iko zvino tiri pana Trump nyika 1 ichingori nemunhu 1 achiri kutonga. Saka kana makazvitarisa kana ndimiwo ndoona sokuti yanguva manje its high time kutonga kwavo kwapera. Ngatipfuurirai mberi nemusangano.
Asi semunhu wechidiki remangwana renyu muri kuroonawo rakamira sei tichitarisa bwabwa iri?
Ndichitaura zvangu ndisingadi kurerei kutarisa senge ndakarerekera rimwe divi asi ndinoona ramangwana redu rakatijekera because zvazvakatisungirira zvaapa dhuze kusungunuka. ende ndinotenda chaizvo nezvakawanda zviri kuitika kumusha zvekuti tezvitizvo ine zvazvatoita nekukurumbidza chimbi chimbi ami yatotibatsirawo kubvisa zvinoda kubviswa tsvina dzoda kubviswa dzimwe tsvina nokutunzwa vemayuti vanomirira mayuti muzanupiefu vari kutaura zvokuti no tazomuka manje tatakavata mamakavata where were you all along hanimozviona manje so we are saying ine zvatoitika saizvozvo kuti veami vanyatsoradzawo masimba avo vapindire muka kana because vasangogara they mustn't be just like a lame duck inongo ichingotukwa chete ichitukirwa nemamwe madzimai ichingotukirwa nezvana zvidiki vana chipanga ichitukirwa yakanyarara ngaitaure ichimirira nyika ichimirira vana vezimbabwe nyika yakusununguka 2018 iri padhuze tongoencourajea vanhu vese kwavari kwese kana uri kubotswana uri kuengland uri kuaustralia kana zvaikwanisika zvako taingonorejista todi tovhota tobvisa nechisimba zvinhu zvakadai zvatsvina nemarara zviri kuitika kumusha kwedu
aha haiwa tinotenda mukoma nekupinda muchirongwa
haiwa tinotenda takateerera chirongwa rambai muchiti informa muchitiudza zvatinenge tichida kunzwa nhau dzisina para dzakarerekera thanks a lot
aiwa tinotenda mukoma wangu hezvoko ubeisichaila ucingo lapo ese namibia ngitato munye mulaleli njalo umbongeni emzansi kunjani mbongeni
siyaphila baba right
hayi siyaphila kunjani kona ngapha
hayi ngapha kurayithi
songenile kuhlelo baba kusiphi umbono wakho
mina yazi lento le vele ayiphathanga kahle kakhulu le nto le yenziwa yi-army nezanup f yazi into embi kakhulu kanti into futhi eyangisa kakhulu phezu kokukhula kukamgabe lokhu ayikho khona ufundisa amanye ama-afrika enye into embi kutho ukuthi akala indlela abantu abazosala bemkhumbula ngayo into enhle ngendlela ayenze ngayo yena ngoba yena manje ma into sezisika kanje so kube kuya ngami kube yena vele kubuya yeke ukubusa manje ahlayehle esihlalweni cause kuyabonakala ukuthi oredi zanup f yonke kayisamdingi esikhundleni bekungcono nje kuyimi kube nje vele yena uyayeka kudingaka lomunye umuntu ozomela futhi izanup f okhetho loluzayo olomnyaka lozayo ngoba oredi yona ngokwayo izanup f sikubona sebekubeke emgceki ukuthi abasamfuni kanye lamasosha ngoba vele azakala okokuthi asekele izanup f nanku bambonisa ukuthi vele bona abasamdingi nanku siyakubona lapha kuma-inthanethi lapho ukuthi amasosha agcele ihara leyonke leyo kuyinto embi kakhulu phela leyo nto leyo isibonisa kokuthi abantu manje sebezesaba ukuhamba lokuyabhalisa ithetho manje sekuzoba yinto enzima manje abantu besaba lawo masosha agcwele indawo yonke ngendlela mna engibona ngayo kutho ukuthi lolu khetho luzayo luzoba nzima kakhulu ngendlela le izame esiyenza ngayo ngoba umgabe ngendlela siyenze ngayo sehluleke kakhulu njalo futhi enye into embi kakhulu ngeyokuthi yena usekuphuma kwakhe ufuna ukuphuma nabantu abaningi besile oro naye mayesifa ase nabantu abaningi kakhulu leyo nto leyo kuyinto embi kakhulu ngoba mna ngisayibona isidingo sokuthi kubuhleli laphana ohlaleleni ukuba ngupresidenti abantu bayahlupheka kanye la masosha asesima nabantu manje asekubona ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe iningi liyahlupheka so leyo nto umgabe kubuya kubona okokuthi lokho sebekubeka ngigceki ukuthi ubukhokheli bakhe buhlulekile kanye lezanup f konke nje kuhlulekile lokho nje sekuyinto nje emgceke okudingakala ukuthi yena nomfazi wakhe bayeke ukuhlupha ezimbabwe
hayi siyabonga mbongeni ngokungena kuhlelo ba
ya ngiyabonga kakhulu
aha uyo angari mkoma mbongeni 3-0 ari ku South Africa I should say that we invited comrade Kuzai Chipanga to be part of our panel tonight but he said he was unable to we requested him to forward any other comrade among their ranks in the youth league but he said the topic is a hot button issue is a very sensitive issue so they were really taking it easy they didn't want to comment further than the statement that Chipanga issued this morning. Mgoma Alista and Mgoma Lovemore, please do stay on the line. I welcome our third guest, that's human rights lawyer and activist, Doug Coltart. Doug, good evening and welcome.
Hi, Ndunga. Good to be back on the show. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. Let's get some legal perspective from you, Doug, as a lawyer. Section 208 of the Constitution says conduct of members of the security services, and it says that members of the security services must act in accordance with this Constitution and the law. Neither the security services nor any of their members may, in the exercise of their functions, act in a partisan manner, be further the interests of any political party or cause, C, prejudice the lawful interests of any political party or cause, D, violate the fundamental rights or freedoms of any person. Did the military, breach the Constitution by issuing the statement that they did yesterday?
So I think, the military, the Constitution is very clear that the military should not get involved in any civilian affairs, in the issues in any political party. Did overstep the bounds of the Constitution. But this is something that we've seen in Zimbabwe for a long time. That the military has been openly associated with ZANU-PF and actively seeks to influence political processes within ZANU-PF. So this is, to some extent, this is nothing new. It's a monster that ZANU-PF themselves have created it by using the military in ways that they shouldn't have used the military in the past to further their own causes. And now it seems to be really coming back to bite them, or at least those who are currently in control of the party, because the military are now seeking to influence processes within the party.
And there are many people, Doug, especially people who are calling in on our show, even yesterday, people who seem to be in support of what the military is doing, saying that, the military is our last hope to remove Mugabe. You know, that will be a coup. And coups are old-fashioned. I don't see, any country welcoming any military rule at this juncture. How do you, respond to such elements, such people who seem to think that what the army is doing is actually noble and helpful to the people of Zimbabwe?
I think that sentiment really comes from a huge amount of frustration among the general populace in Zimbabwe, where people have been pushing for change, and they have tried to bring change to the polls, and that has been stolen from them. And so I think there's a real frustration, and people feel like any alternative is better than the current scenario. However, I think that as you've said, I think that is a dangerous position to take, and a worrying position, because coups can be very messy and very problematic, there's no guarantee that on the other side of a coup, you won't still have, an authoritarian state that we have, and those who the military are seeking to back, come from the same stock. So I think that's it's a problematic sentiment, but it's an understandable one given the frustrations that people have had. I think that's where it's really clear. It's really important for there to be a clear alternative for the opposition to provide a clear alternative, and for me, more importantly, even for ordinary citizens themselves to provide a clear alternative for how we can bring about sustainable change that will really transform Zimbabwe into the democratic society that we wish it will be, rather than looking to military intervention.
Thank you there, Doug. And please do stay on the line now. Uyakhuluma lapho uDoug Ligqwetha, njalo ulwela amalungelo oluntu. Bengimbuzile ukuthi uthini ngempiko, ngoba bayafona abantu kona baku Studio 7, bayabhala njalo. Abaningi bathi okwenziwe libutho, ukungenela kwebutho kukhanya kulungile, njalo yiyo yodwa into engasihlenga kumgabe. Kodwa uyakhuluma uDoug uthi imbono enjalo iveza sobala ama frustrations abantu, ukukhonona kwabo ukuthi, you know, sebekhangelela ukuthi umgabe ngapho kumele kitshe ngaziphi indlela. Kodwa okusobala ukungavunyelwa isisekelo sombuso ikuthi ibutho lingenele kundaba zombusazwe. Timbo Tora Mtereri, ngingakabuyi kuwe Alista, qhubeka ubambile khonapho. Timbo Tora Mtereri vaGoronga kuSouth Africa. Makadi mkoma Goronga.
Tinofara makadi wo mkoma wango.
Aiwa, tinofara. Mainzwa nyaya iri mudariro. Tipe pfungwa dzenyu tinzwe.
Regai nditange nokutaura pana vachipanga avo vanoitwa kudzichipanga. Mashoko avo pane pandambonzwa vachitaura nyaya yokuti kwanzi 15 biliyoni yakaenda nana Chiwenga nana Munangarwa. Mashoko iwavo mashoko okupererwa, nokuti zuro taimbobvunzazve nepamusaka pemari iyoyo, asi vanga vasingatauri nezvazvo. Nhasi nenyaya yekuti vadzinga vamunangarwa vakunetsana navachivenga vakutanga kutaurazve pamusoro pemari iyoyo. Ndichitaurazve kupindira kwaita mauto uku, ndinoona sokuti idanho ringava ringatibetsera, nokuti patoshiri zvadzatobvuta rekeni apo. Ndiona sokuti ndo mukana wokupedzisira watingagona kubvisa utungamiriri huripo wadai kuonesa vanhu nhamo isingabvirikani kutaura muZimbabwe. Zvinoshisa hazvo kumunhu wakamboona hondo kana vachiona mauto azara nemotikari dzavo, asi ngatisanyanya kusha. Vakuru vanoti mvura bvongo dzane ndogarane, zvakutogadzirika. Ende patinovimba kuti patinoenda pasarudzo apo, ndofunga kuisa mutsvairo chaiko.
Aiwa,
uyo ndimbo iyambira hangu vachipanga avo mashoko avanga vachitaura kuna vachiwenga kuti ngavazive zvavo zvekumauto. Vakuru vanoti kana usingadi kuona vadzidzisi usaenda kuchikoro, kana kuti kana usingadi kuona makudo usaenda kugomo, nokuti ukaenda kugomo unosangana nawo, nokuti ndokumuzinda kwawo. Iyambira andoda kuvapa kuna vachipanga.
Aiwa, tinotenda vaGoronga nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Vaita basa, vakatibatira mishina.
Ngugoronga loo chaila ese South Africa, lae utokwenziwa libuto, kukanya kulungile. Kodwa ngomthetho weZimbabwe kakulunganga, ngoba awuvumeli ibutho ukuthi lingenele kundaba zombusazwe. Ukhulumile njalo uChipanga njengomlaleli uGoronga isanda kukhuluma ngokuthi uChiwenga lo Mnangagwa kumele bachazisele abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi i-15 billion dollars eyalahlekayo eyamadayimana yaya ngapi. Ngamanye amazwi uChipanga uthi uChiwenga lo Mnangagwa yibo abakwaziyo okulaleyo mali. Vataura vachipanga hanzi kuna vachiwenga tiudzei imimi vachiwenga navamunangagwa kuti 15 billion yengoda yemangoda yakainda kupi yekwachiyadzwa uku. Saka ndo zvanga zvichitauravo namukoma Goronga. Hanzi aiwa vachipanga vari kurasika zviri kuitwa nemauto zvakanaka. Ngize kuwe mnumzana Pfunye, Uchipanga uti njenga basa kulayo gabasoze wa vumele ibu utoli kutu na intambu zumbuzo. Uti njenga loko uge kwenza gala kwele teki ngomnyaka odluleyo. Alubana kute ochiwenga baza mkushutu ni intambu baza ngena estalateni baza luisana labo baza chengisela njenga basa kulayo gabasoze wa vumele loko kusenza gala. Njenga basa kulayo, singabona yini libamba na laba basa kulayo bezanu PF livimba ibu utukuti lingashutu ni ntambo.
Ukuqala esimelese ukhangele ukuthi abebutho laba abangifuna ungene emgwaqweni number one nabazali balabantwana abayehlule ku-accessa i-education. Number two, abazali abalekubhadala imali zabo zerenti ezindlini. Number three, abazali aba-frustrated existence ye-regime ka-Robert Mugabe eyiye ihlukuluze khona thina njengabuntanga lokho okukhulunywa ngochipengo kumbe ngochipanga asikusupport because uchipanga has been the beneficiary of i-corruption ngathi seZanu-PF. Remember uchipanga nalo gana gahlangani lama-issues anjengokuthi umntanakhe uyaswela ukuthi ngiyayigraduata wasecollege eseZimbabwe oyi-victim for a five for a month. Number three, gali hlobo sakhe esecollege esesile ku-access tertiary education because ngomunye wama-beneficiaries e-corruption eyenziwa yiZANU-PF ukuthatha ama-mind bethatha ama-sense. So thina njengabontanga singeke sabambana le dimoni ukuthi sidonselane egehena thina singabantwana be-light and i-light iyabonakala layo layodwa going to 2018 election ngoba egehena sokulo msindo.
Aha, siyabonga Alista qhubeka ubambile khonapho. Ngilabalalela ababili uMabaso lo Mpofu, but for now please do stay on the line. Doug, also, please do stay on the line. I'll be coming back to you shortly. Ndimbo Tora, Andrazi Yangu, Muzware Linda, Masarira, a human rights activist. Maswera se, Andrazi Yangu.
Naswera, Andrazi, magati uko kuchirungu kwa muruku.
Kuchirungu kuri bostere. Ameno kumakomo kwa mtari kwa muruku. Aha, muri kuzvionawo sei zviri kuitika hondo yeZANU-PF yapindirwa nemauto iyi uyezve tikuona ZANU-PF League rekuti kwete we are here to die for our president timbofi takabvumira mauto kuti ange achipindira munyaya dzezvematongero enyika. Muri kuzvionawo sei?
Chekutanga ndinoda kuti mukomana uyu anonzi kudzei chipanga uya anofanirwa kuenda kumasvingo kuya nonzi kwangomakurira ndokwaanokwana ndokune vanhu vanokwanidana njere naye nekuti zera rake ezvaanogwerekesa hazvifanani hazvienderani. Haungati munhu ane makore ari 34 unotongoda kufita munhu ane 93 years ndokugwara chaiko kutora chita kuti njere mati hamuna kukwana. Tichienda mberi mauto agara haana kodzero mumbiro redu remutemo kuti apindire munyaya dzenyika asina kuti itsu vanhu vemuno muzimbabwe zvizvarwa zvemuno muzimbabwe takaregerera ZANU-PF ichiita zvainoda nenyika ino takaregerera zvinhu zvichikotaika nekuti hatidi kuti tidimandi accountability hatidi kuti tione kuti chivhunza kuti zvinhu zviri kufamba sei mukati menyika yetu panguva ino kuti tange kupomera kuti ZANU-PF iri kuresva kana kuti mauto ari kuresva kwandiri ndinoti zvakachata nekuti netsu vanhu takaresva hatidi kuwanikwa tiripo tichivhunza mubvunzo kuti ngenyi izvi zviri kufamba zvakadai. Kana isu vanhu tine kodzero ubumbiro remutemo rekuvhota kuvhotera mutungamiriri watinoda tine kodzero zvakare yekubvunza kuti tiri tiregiriyoni yakaende pi
Thank you there, Anzazi Yangu. Linda Masarira, please do stay on the line. And before I take our listeners, coming back to you, Doug, you were tweeting earlier about the tense situation in Harare, in and around Harare, you know, about those reported sightings of military vehicles. What's the situation like right now?
So it seems like things have quietened down a bit now. I haven't seen anything recently that has been posted regarding the any military vehicles in town. But the latest that I saw, there was a video that had been posted in which the person taking the video clearly stated that this is the 14th of November, and I'm filming a tank in town or an armored vehicle in town. So that was probably at around 5 o'clock. I don't think that there has been much by way of activity by the military since that time. The only major development since then, really, I think, is the ZANU-PF press statement, which recently came out.
Uh-huh. And given all this, you know, activity in ZANU-PF versus the military, are you seeing any excitement from young people about the 2018 elections?
So I think that people generally are very disillusioned with the electoral process. But I think young people are perhaps starting to see that clearly the weakening of through all of this infighting, that the chances of bringing democratic change through the electoral process do seem to be increased. I think that the infighting is probably not enough. I think it's essential for the opposition to also come together in a united front, and more important than anything else, for ordinary citizens to get active and get registered. Then, you know, if those three things do come together, I think that it is possible for there to be transition through the 2018 elections. but it really remains to be seen how things will play out.
Thank you there, Doug, and please do stay on the line. Alistair, Lawe, Linda, please do stay on the line as well. Ngithathe abalaleli umpofu emzansi. Kunjani baba mpofu?
Hey, ntumameli ngiyaphila mkhaya, unjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Kunjani emzansi?
Akuright lapha emhlabe eRandberg.
Ye, phose lakho baba ngamafitshane isikhathi sesambili.
Hayi, ngiyasibona isikhathi sesambili mfowethu. Lalela ntumameli, umgabe lo msekeli wakhe bayiziphoxo. Kwazi la abantu baqala ukusebenza bonke 1977. Namhlanje bezulwa sebegugile. Kodwa into enhle ukuthi abantu basekhaya babone sokuqala ukuthi umthetho lo abakhuluma ngawo ukuthi akungeneli amasosha kumbe ibutho wayenza yibo bezikhava bona bengu-2 umgabe lomsekeli wakhe. So namhlanje amasosha ngoba babesebenzisa bona ukuthi bawenze lo mthetho. Asebonile ukuthi no la bantu badlala ngengqondo zethu ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi umnanga kwabe benayo empini. So umgabe mayesemxotha ngalesi sikhathi sebegugile sebefuna ukuthi baveze imfihlo yaseZimbabwe. Ningambona ukuthi sometimes yena nkomo ba-right laba bantu bakwenzele ukuze abantu baseZimbabwe bahlakaniphe babone ukuthi bebelokhu behamba besiyavota bevotela othethi abangu-2.
Hayi, siyabonga mpofu ngokungena uhlelo baba.
Siyabonga, never mind, singikhathaza, bengifuna ukukhuluma nami kakhulu.
Hayi, kuthi sambili isikhathi mpofu, ngiza kubamba ngeviki elizayo baba. Titori, zvekare mutereri ku South Africa mukoma mabaso. Makadi mukoma wangu.
Tosimba makadi zvenyu.
Aiwa, tinofara kana muchifara. Oh, mapinda muchirongwa, tipei pfungwa dzenyu pachidimbo.
Okay, ndatenda chaizvo. In short, ndingati iye zvino kupindira kwaita kanyonga-nyonga yemasoja iyi. Maonera angu inini ndekuti vanhu vachiona kuti kana zvinhu zvadai vanhu vachitanga especially opposition ndo opportunity yavo yekuti vachitanga kurudzira vanhu kuva kumobilize vanhu kuti vachitanga kuona kuti ZANU-PF iya yamaivhotera haisisina kunaka ngatichisarudzai hurumende yedemokrasi. Hurumende ichaunza peace muZimbabwe. Vanhu vese ndiri kuencourage all the diaspora kuti vanhu vese chidzokerai kumusha mundovhotera hurumende yakanaka yeopposition, ingava MDC kana MDC imwe. As long iri opposition, vanhu ngavadzokere kumba vandochinja zvinhu. ZANU-PF vaibvise.
Tinotenda mukoma mabaso ipapo nekupinda muchirongwa. Enda, I should say we have breaking news here. ZANU-PF as a party has finally responded to the statement by the military yesterday. Signed by Simon Kayamoyo, the National Secretary for Information and Publicity, the statement says, consistent with the guiding principle of the national liberation struggle, the ruling ZANU-PF reaffirms the primacy of politics over the gun. It is against an understanding of this abiding principle that the statement issued by General Constantine Chiwenga, purporting to speak on behalf of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, was not only surprising but was an outrageous vitiation of professional soldiership and his wartime record as a high-ranking freedom fighter entrusted with command responsibilities in a free and democratic Zimbabwe, clearly calculated to disturb national peace and stability. The said statement by General Constantine Chiwenga, which was not signed and which did not represent the rest of the command element, suggests a treasonable conduct on his part, as this was meant to incite insurrection and a violent challenge to the constitutional order. Indeed, this is what happens when the gun seeks to overreach by dictating to politics and norms of constitutionality. As the party running the democratically elected government of Zimbabwe, ZANU-PF will never succumb to any threats, least of all those deriving from conduct that is inconsistent with the tenets of democracy and constitutionalism. Not too far back, the President and First Secretary of ZANU-PF, Comrade R.G. Mugabe, who is also Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, reminded members of the uniformed forces of their subordinate place and role vis-à-vis the political authority of the land. By yesterday's reprehensible conduct, it would appear that this wise counsel not only went unheeded, but was flagrantly flouted in deference to factional politics and personal ambitions. And ZANU-PF ends that statement by saying, such conduct stands unreservedly condemned not only in the party, but also in our Southern African region, in the entire African continent, where a subversion of constitutional authority is frowned upon and regarded as an absolute anathema. Signed S.K. Moyo, National Secretary for Information and Publicity. Ndonya iripano vedwe ayo mashoko kana kuti statement ya buriswa nemutauriri weZANU-PF vaSimon Kaya Moyo vachishoropodza zvikuru mutungamiri wemauto vaConstantine Chiwenga avo vakashoropodzawo utungamiri weZANU-PF nezuro nekudzinga vavanoti vanhu vakaenda kuhondo. Hilo utava esingaloke namhlanje vekukhangelelwe ukuthi umongameli Mugabe uzaphendula yena kulandela amazwi ebutho izolo, amazwi kaChiwenga. Kodwa uMugabe yena akakatsho lutho. Esikubonayo ibandla leZANU-PF yilo eselethule umbiko sisanda wamukela, umbiko ovela kubaba uSimon Kaya Moyo, isikhulumeli seZANU-PF. Uyachothoza kakhulu ibutho ngokungenela kwezombusazwe. Uthi imbiko kababa uGeneral Constantine Chiwenga izolo ibijonge ukuphehla umvukela. Kodwa uthi uKaya Moyo kabavumelani lakho lokho, njalo kabasoze bakwamukele njengebandla leZANU-PF, njengebandla elibusayo. Uthi yena ZANU-PF will never succumb to any threats, least of all those deriving from conduct that is inconsistent with the tenets of democracy and constitutionalism. I think we still have Linda Masarira. Mzwari Masarira, nguva yafamba. In 30 seconds, you have heard that statement from ZANU-PF, and strictly 30 seconds. What's your take?
Ina angu maonero angu ndekuti kutambiswa bhora risina mweya, ende nguva ino ndirekutoti isu sevana veZimbabwe tirege kuvarairwa nekutedza mapresitatimendi ari kuramba tingouya akatedzana, asi kuti tivewo vanhu vari kutouka mangwana rakajeka rakanaka tinode kugara pasi kunyanyanyanya opposition
Thank you. Thank you there, Nzazi Yangu, Linda Masarira. We are out of time. Thanks, everyone. My guest, Doug Coltart, Alistair Funye, Love Mochino Puza, and Linda Masarira. Siyabonga lani valaleli tinomutenda nekuterera. Rambai makati sigira muchititsigira chirongwa ndechenyu. Good night, Zimbabwe. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.